Now, friends, as we come to the fifth chapter here, we have a new subject. It's the prophecy now of the first coming of Christ. We looked in the last chapter of the prophecies of the last days. Now we have here the prophecy of the first coming of Christ, which is before, of course, the second coming and the setting up of the kingdom. Now, this first verse that I want to read probably belongs to the last chapter. And in the Hebrew Bible, it is part of the last chapter. And I frankly do not know how it got over into the fifth chapter. I do not believe that it should be here. Now, it reads, "Now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. He hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek." Now, last time, you remember, we saw that he described, beginning at verse 9 of chapter 4, the Babylonian captivity, and then he projected that right on down to the last days, that is, to the Great Tribulation period and the War of Armageddon. And this last verse of this section now goes back and I think is identified with the Babylonian captivity. In fact, the very end of that captivity, and the reference here is not to the Lord Jesus. Actually, there are those that take that position that he's mentioned here in verse 1, that they'll smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. Well, you'll find that when you read the gospel record, that they smote him with their hands, and it was not a foreign power that did it, but it was his own people the night that he was arrested and taken, you will recall, to Caiaphas's judgment hall. And that's where they beat him, actually, in the face. So that this does not refer to the coming of Christ the first time when he was so mistreated. There are other passages that do refer to it, but not this. It obviously refers to the end of the Davidic kingdom at that particular time, that is, up to the Babylonian captivity. And if you should go over into the 25th chapter of 2 Kings, at verse 7, you would read this, "And they slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and bound him with fetters of brass, and carried him to Babylon." Now, I think the reference is that it's certainly applicable to him, and it denotes what looks to be the very end of the Davidic line. But Zedekiah was not in the direct line. You will recall that when they came to the very last, Jehoiakim rebelled against the king of Babylon. In fact, he stood against him at first. Then the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, took him into captivity. And then Jehoiachin was put on the throne. And actually, what happened to him, he was carried, we're told in 2 Kings, the 24th chapter, verse 15, "And he carried away Jehoiachin to Babylon, and the king's mother, and the king's wives, and his officers, and the mighty of the land, those carried he into captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon." Now, the Davidic line was carried into captivity, and out of that line, there came both Joseph and Mary as peasants later on. But what you have here is Zedekiah, for he was an uncle of Jehoiachin, and it was Nebuchadnezzar that put him on the throne. And when he rebelled, then Nebuchadnezzar's tired of fooling with the line, and so he takes Zedekiah, slays all of his sons before his eyes, then puts out his eyes, takes him into Babylonian captivity. Now, you might assume from that 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 would be the end of the Davidic line, that the prophecies made to David and those that the prophets had spoken of again and again, that there's one coming in David's line. So you'd feel like that can't take place now.